Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasy. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A new book called Inside the Asylum, Why the United Nations is Worse Than You Think, by Jed Babin, tells us about the United Nations policies over the last decade. It's really a chilling indictment of this corrupt and ineffective bureaucracy, and it's peopled with countries that have nothing but hatred for the United States and all it stands for. The author also harshly criticizes the European Union and shows how it has contributed to the UN's current state of affairs. Every chapter of this new book reveals one shot in fact after another. The UN practically gives a free pass to terrorists because it refuses to define terrorism, thereby making action against terrorists much more difficult. The Oil for Food program, which was set up to provide aid to the Iraqi people, actually enabled Saddam Hussein to bribe UN politicians to oppress the Iraqis and to steal billions of dollars. The UN allowed its operation to be infiltrated by Iraqi intelligence agents and even failed to ensure that the food and medicine sent to Iraq were fit for use. The United Nations has indulged in endless debates about the invasion of Iraq. The author contends that if America had started the war sooner, we would have saved the lives of many soldiers. The author blames Kofi Annan for many of the UN's problems. He is the most activist, self-serving Secretary General in the history of the organization, having expanded both its influence and his own influence beyond what the UN Charter allows. Under his guidance, the UN has refused to help the United States rebuild Iraq because the UN would not be in control. He has also expanded the UN bureaucracy, mostly with delegates from third world countries, while the United States pays the largest chunk of the salaries. The author's fundamental argument is that the United Nations is more trouble than it's worth to the United States. America should certainly continue to build and maintain alliances, but we should do it on our own terms.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois 62002, or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says a proverb is a short sentence based on long experience, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country feeling and country. What is it? I forgot what it is. Country flavor. That's what it is. A country flavor and some common sense points of view. I was trying to decide what I was going to say when, because this has been kind of an interesting last couple of days. I didn't come in on Thursday because it was Thanksgiving, and then I took off again on Friday. I thought that was a very, very, very good show with Jim Beers. We need to mark that one, Jeff, and hang on to it in case we have something come up in a hurry, because that was a dandy. Anyhow, one of my sons came home. And each time he does, he pulls a 20-foot floor trailer because he always takes stuff back with him. And this trip, he wanted an old farm wagon that we have had for years and years and years. I bought it at the farm sale when we bought the farm back in 1968 or 9. I can't remember. We moved down there in 69. I think we bought it maybe in 69. But anyway, we're pretty sure we used the wagon in 1980 to haul hay with, but we're not sure that was the wagon we used. And none of the kids can remember the wagon sitting there that it didn't have a wheel off. It's had, what happened was we had a flat tire, and nobody ever put the wheel on, but the wheel was laying there beside the wagon. Wagon's in a shed, and no problem there. So he pulls this 20-foot gooseneck, or 20-foot floor trailer home to take the wagon back, and got ready to put the wheel on, greased the little bolts, and got everything ready to go. And the wheel doesn't fit. It's not the wheel off of a 4-ton John Deere wagon. All we can figure is that maybe back sometime in the 1970s, or maybe it was 1980, we could have used that wagon in 1980, that we had a flat tire, took it to town, had it fixed, and picked up the wrong wheel and brought it home. And whoever's supposed to put it on, this wouldn't go, and they left the wrong, left it there. So we probably, I don't know, we have a tire and wheel now that's been gone for 20-some years. Anyway, I still have the wagon. That's the way it goes. I tell you, it's just hard to get everything done that's supposed to be done. Now, one of my kids need punished because they didn't get the right wheel and didn't take it back and get the right wheel. Some of these days I'll find out who was in charge of changing that wheel, and I'll tell you what, I'll cut them out of the wheel. Anyway, we talked about Sheriff Tony DeMille. Tony DeMille is the sheriff there in, and I can't remember the county, but it's the sheriff where Wayne Hage lives. And Wayne Hage, of course, has been having a problem with the federal government wanting to, they've been harassing him. Even after he's won all these court cases, which took 13 years, the feds are still after him. It was this past summer that the BLM state director, Robert Abbey, contacted Sheriff Tony DeMille and informed him that he was going to use his BLM law enforcement personnel to serve a citation on rancher Wayne Hage. Now, the sheriff, you see, the first sheriff they had down in that county, when all this took place on Wayne Hage's ranch the first time, that sheriff just decided to go to Canada fishing that particular week that all took place, so he was out of town. Well, now he's out of a job. The county got so upset over it that they found out for sure that he wasn't going to come back. And they did not reelect him, and they did elect Tony DeMille. Okay, now DeMille has already laid the law down to the BLM. You don't do anything in my county but what you first come to me and get my permission. Well, they said, the BLM said they were going to use the BLM law enforcement personnel to serve a citation on rancher Wayne Hage for exercising his property rights. DeMille, the sheriff, informed Abbey, the BLM officer, that BLM didn't have law enforcement authority. Abbey then began to threaten some type of strong-arm raid against Hage and some other ranchers. DeMille concluded the matter by informing Abbey that the BLM was interfering with the sheriff's jurisdiction. DeMille then informed both the BLM and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that they had been told to stay off the Hage Ranch and that any complaints about BLM or U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service personnel on Hage property would result in a citation from the Sheriff's Department for trespass. Now, this is the authority that your local sheriff has, ladies and gentlemen. Your sheriff has law enforcement authority in your county. The federal government does not have law enforcement authority in your county. They must first come to the sheriff, and the sheriff has every right in the world, if he thinks it's a bad situation, to not allow them in his county. Anyway, as the author here, Frank M. Piddleston, says, he says the agencies and their environmental friends were forced to comply with the proper force of law and justice. The country's citizens and sheriffs should take heed. The day when sheriffs, who are truly sheriffs, outnumber those who are willing to cave in, he's talking about these weak back sheriffs that won't stand up to what they have the authority to do, when they cave in to federal intimidation, is the day when a force of law and justice will return to the American scene and threat of anarchy and tyranny will begin to vanish. Sheriff DeMille, you are a cool guy. Regards, Frank M. Piddleston. And I will go along with that 100%. And people, we've already had the elections, but this is one of the things you need to ask every sheriff that's running for election. What are you going to do when the feds come in? Are you going to knuckle under to their every whim? Are you going to... And we had one sheriff that I said, well, don't accept their gifts. Don't accept the federal money. Don't accept their police cars and radios. He says, I accept all that stuff. But that doesn't mean I have to honor what they want to do that's unhonorable. Honorable or dishonest, illegal. He says, I don't mind taking their money, but he says, I don't knuckle under to them anyway. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
We have returned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Weyerhaeuser, the timber company, has a gun ban. You can't park your car on their parking lot if you have a gun in it. And in Oklahoma, they have a law that says, hey, you can carry your gun about any place you want to. No big problem. But this parking lot happens to be at Weyerhaeuser's paper mill there in Oklahoma. Now, I got this information from Mount Ivy, and it's a story. It's out of the Wall Street Journal, actually, that in Oklahoma, a ban on guns pits states against big firms. Now, what happened was this fellow, and we don't need to go into names, et cetera, but he's a rancher there in Oklahoma, and he's been with Weyerhaeuser for 23 years. And he had a little cow problem. Every once in a while, you have to put a cow down, and that's what he did. He shot this cow, put the emptied rifle behind the seat of his pickup, and went on to work, forgot all about it. Then Weyerhaeuser comes in with some sniffer dogs. And I don't know where they got dogs that can smell guns, but wonder if they could smell a gun that hasn't been fired. That'd be interesting to know. I don't know. But anyway, they go through the cars and the pickup trucks out back, and they find this rifle. And now, this fellow's worked for Weyerhaeuser for 23 years, and they fire him. They found several other people out there with guns. They fired them all. There's a bunch of them. I mean, I know a lot of folks in Oklahoma, and they all carry guns. And but not for Weyerhaeuser anymore. Well, anyway, the state legislature then overwhelmingly passed a law giving Oklahomans the right to keep guns locked in their cars in parking lots. But just days before the law goes into effect, several prominent companies with Oklahoma operations, including Whirlpool, ConocoPhillips, they sued to stop it. A federal judge put the law on hold pending a hearing. Meanwhile, several of the paper mill workers have filed wrongful discharge lawsuits against Weyerhaeuser and its subcontractors, which employed the workers. Now, I'd like to share with you my letter from Mount Ivy. She has it all figured out. Mama writes me and says, "Bosses afraid of firearms. As if banning them would stop a disgruntled nutcase from evening things up. I think if I wanted to off my boss, I would quietly sneak up behind him and jab an ice pick in his ear. That ought to do it. And not so noisy, either. Wouldn't even have to register the ice pick. Works for me. Don't you think that others have vivid imaginations? Just can't imagine someone being so dumb that they couldn't figure out the alternative to guns. Anyway, there's people out there that think guns are bad. And I'll tell you what, if there had been a problem and those people that were fired had been there with guns, they may have been able to stop some of the problems that have taken place in these corporations where people come back because they're mad at the boss. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
And we have returned. Do you know that it is not politically correct to teach the Declaration of Independence to school kids? Terrible thing. Do you realize that the Declaration of Independence has the word God in it? And it's not allowed to be taught, at least not in some schools. A California teacher has been barred by school from giving students documents from American history that refers to God, including the Declaration of Independence. Steve Williams, a fifth grade teacher at Stevens Creek School in the San Francisco Bay Area, well, that's where you'd expect this to come from, sued for discrimination on Monday, claiming he had been singled out for censorship by Principal Patricia Vadmar because he is a Christian. It's a fact of American history that our founders were religious men, and to hide this fact from young fifth graders in the name of political correctness is outrageous and shameful, says Williams' attorney. His attorney is Terry Thompson. Thompson goes on to say Williams wants to teach his students the true history of our country. He said there is nothing in the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution that prohibits a teacher from showing students the Declaration of Independence. Anyway, the lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in San Jose and claims violations of Williams' rights to free speech under the First Amendment. Williams says in the lawsuit that he has been required to submit all of his lessons plans and supplemental handouts to his principal for approval, and that the principal will not permit him to use any that contain reference to God or Christianity. Among the materials that she has rejected are excerpts from the Declaration of Independence, George Washington's Journal, John Adams' Diary, Samuel Adams' The Right of the Colonist, and William Penn's The Frame of Government of Pennsylvania. And you wonder what the kids can study. They can't study the Declaration of Independence. Well, they can go to a tolerance teaching course and learn all about gay, straight sex. If administrators of Kentucky's Boyd County School District can't find a way to force all students to attend sexual orientation and gender identity tolerance training, the American Civil Liberties Union is threatening to take them to court again. Now, they've been to court once, 10 months ago, and the district settled a lawsuit with the ACLU over the right of a student group. The group was the Gay Straight Alliance. They wanted to meet on school property, and the school district did not want them to meet on school property, but the ACLU came in and sued, and now they can meet on school property. But in addition to allowing the group to meet on school property, they're going to do it after school. Officials agreed that all students, staff, and teachers would be required to receive tolerance training. The agreement stipulated that all would attend mandatory anti-harassment workshops, including the viewing of an hour-long training video covering sexual orientation and gender identity issues for middle and high school students. But a third of those students have not seen the video, and that has the ACLU threatening court action. Now, here's the numbers. On days when they're going to show the video, kids just don't come to school. There are 730 kids in middle school. 105 of them did not show up. They opted out. Then there's 971 high school students. 145 of them didn't come to school that day. On the day scheduled for training, 324 students did not show up for school. The original consent decree had no provisions for parents exempting their children. So the ACLU says, we don't care whether the parents want them to go or not. They gotta watch this video. The Alliance Defense Fund, in the meantime, has stepped in. It's a religious liberties public interest legal group. It is signed on to help the defenders voice pleading to sue or pledging to sue the school unless it adopts an opt-out policy for parents, and they got to do it this week. Joe Platt, a Cincinnati attorney resembling the Alliance, says mandatory training on tolerance for homosexuals violates the right of conscience of parents and students who believe such behavior is immoral. Nevertheless, ACLU does not see it that way, and these schools knuckle under. You know, we could talk about this knuckle-undering thing, but the ACLU, along with the federal government, has so intimidated state, county, local officials that they just do whatever they're told. Now, yes, they went to court over this thing, but what kind of attorneys did they have? You know, they could have kept this thing in court from now on rather than knuckle under. The ACLU will normally back off when they see that it's going to be a big fight. They don't like big fights. They like little ones. And they normally back off. And had this Boyd County School District jumped in there and got the right people. And like I said, there are agencies out there that are willing to take these cases to court. Anyhow, that's the way it is. And you're living under the New World Order. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Music. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This coming Monday, December the 6th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting several consignments of top offerings of fancy calves that are weaned and been vaccinated. Then on Saturday, December the 11th, Wendell will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, these special sales are in conjunction with the regular Thursday sales where all classes of livestock are sold. The cow and bred heifer sale will be on Saturday, December the 11th. This coming Monday, though, will be the special calf and yearling sale. So for more information on these special sales, give Wendell a call at 660-265-5523. That's 660-265-5523. Don't forget, whether you're buying or selling, it's the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Jerry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who worked in the woods as a lumberjack but just couldn't hack it, so they gave him the axe. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your call's welcome. I have discussed over the past year at least what's going on in the state of Oregon. Now, it's been going on a lot longer than that, but it's been brought to my attention more readily recently. In the state of Oregon, they have these zoning laws, and we've talked about how ridiculous some of them are. We've told you about how they can fine you, I believe it was $5,000 a day, if you cut a tree and don't get it replanted, if you have a white oak tree in your backyard or your front yard and a limb falls off of it, you're not allowed to remove that limb. You must break all the leaves up under that tree and leave them to rot under that particular tree. I personally refer to that as ignorance gone to seed, but anyway, this has been going on for 25 or 30 years in Oregon, and they've earned a reputation for having the most restrictive land use rules anywhere in the nation. Now, all these smart growth nuts that believe that, they've cheered for this list of rules as visionary. Hey, this is something great. We can look out there and we know what we're going to do. However, the The Oregon timber industry, which has gone broke because of it, doesn't think it's such a good idea. Many farmers and ranchers don't like the idea at all. But during the November elections, Oregon voted, and I mean this thing sailed through. The measure was passed. It was approved under a ballot on November the 2nd, that property owners can prove that if they can prove that environmental or zoning rules have hurt their investments, they can force the government to compensate them for their losses. Or if the government doesn't have that kind of money, then just forget about it. They get an exemption from the rules. Now, we always say, yeah, but it's the farmers voting against the rural areas voting against the city people or the urban areas. Well, this is true, but in this particular case, they carried out a very, very neat campaign to remind people of what this all amounted to. And the thing passed by 60-40. I mean, it was a pushover, okay? So now, if a zoning rule comes in and you can prove that it's going to keep you from doing something that would be beneficial to you financially, then the government or the group, you know, whether it's city, county, or federal or state that's doing this, if you can prove that it's hurting you financially, they have to pay you for what you would have lost. In other words, if you have a farm and you want to subdivide it, we're talking about millions of dollars here, it could break a county that has these zoning laws. So the county then says, well, we can't pay you, so we're going to have to let you go. You have an exemption from the rules. One writer says, if Enron does something like this, people call it theft. When the state of Oregon does it, they call it land use planning. Well, anyway, Richard J. Lazarus, he's a professor at the Georgetown University Law Center. He specializes in environmental law. He called the measure a blunt instrument that could undermine all zoning and environmental protections and undercut land values. Now, to me, I don't see that undercutting land values. I see it as improving land values. Why would you want to buy a piece of property that you couldn't do anything with? Anyway, in Oregon, Michael M. Berger says this. He's a partner in a Los Angeles law firm. He says, in Oregon, they're serious. It helps make people sit up and take notice that this is something they have to deal with. It's a big shock to the body politic. Oregon is it's a very red state thing to do, and Oregon is a very blue state. So this shows it cuts across everyone. Now, here's the way they got this, how they showed the voters, and they did it. They had some excellent TV ads. I have not seen the ads, but I've had them described to me. Just to show that this was not just for rural property owners, but for all property owners. One advertisement showed a woman in town being arrested for cutting blackberry bushes in her backyard, because they were told it was a potential wildlife habitat. Another woman, Dorothy English, she's 92 years old, was a fixture on drive time radio advertisements. She bought land in the hills west of Portland in 1953, and she's still fighting for the right to sell off lots. And she shows how it's ruined her life, but she's not been able to sell off lots. There's a lot of orchards. Cherry orchards, you know, Oregon cherries, Oregon, they have apple orchards and cherry orchards in that area. And several of these cherry farmers can't make a living raising cherries, but they can make pretty good money by selling off lots in that orchard country. And see, that land is zoned so you couldn't. Now, you know, if a lot is worth, let's say, $100,000, and you're not allowed to sell it, and the county doesn't have $100,000 to give you for each lot that you're going to sell, which they wouldn't have because most of these counties are broke to start with, then you are exempt. So you can go on and do whatever you want to do. Anyhow, both sides expect the measure to survive judicial scrutiny, and the state and local governments are to start fielding claims on December the 2nd. If claims are found to be valid and the government will not or cannot pay, then it must instead waive any restrictions that went into force after the owners or their parents or grandparents acquired the land. So this thing could go back 50 years or further than that, I guess. It'll be interesting to see how that turned out. And wherever you are, wherever you live, you need to get in touch with those people in Oregon and learn how to get this thing passed in your county, because this county zoning is ridiculous. It is absolutely unnecessary. I'd like to say it's ignorance gone to seed, but I'd say it's ignorance in full bloom. It is out there. It is taking place. And it is to keep individuals from doing what they want to with their land. Let's go to Joni in Florida. Hi, Joni, you're on the air.
Hi, Gary. Boy, this fits in why I called.
I'm glad it does. That's why you called.
Well, I sent right away the day you had the person on that made the video in Richland County, South Carolina. And over the holiday, I went away for a couple of days up to my daughter's in Orlando, and I live in Plant City here in Florida. And I took it along, and I had my teenage granddaughter fix it up so I could watch my DVD. I don't know how to work with
I don't either. You got to get some kid. It's like opening these child-proof bottles.
Right.
You can't open them, but you got a little kid around there. Hey, get this open for me.
Yeah, open this for me. But she came in from school, and I said, oh, Courtney, please, please, I want to watch this.
Okay, well, let's move it along.
Anyhow,
we're running out of time.
Very quickly, Gary, anybody that did not contact you and get a copy of this for $17, I got the DVD, or like you have it the videotape. It's an absolute must, folks, because you need to get this. It's $17. It's great, and the man did a wonderful job of interviewing the county commissioners and their side of it, and then also the property owners, and just shows you exactly what this 2020 or the smart growth plan, the rural boundary. They call it rural boundary, or they call it service boundary. But if you have it in your county, you need to get this video, and so you can share it and make copies or whatever do. But get it shown to people, and they need to get out to these local meetings.
I was going to say, if you don't have it in your county, you need the video.
Oh, so
you
need it either way, yes.
Well, but you need it. You surely need it to keep this sort of thing out of your county.
Before it gets started, because it is. And, Gary, maybe you could have somebody from Oregon that led the fight for this legislation that you just talked about. And personally, I didn't think there were that many smart people
in Oregon.
The right way in Oregon. I mean, that is really a bad state, and I spent some time out there at Klamath when they got the water cut off from the farmers. And so it just amazed me as you were telling this story that the vote was 60 to 40. I didn't think there were 60% of the people that voted that would have the common sense to vote.
Well, you know, it's all in the way, you know, as I've quoted Hosea many times, but God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Once you show people and they understand what's going on, hey, there's no problem, but we're out of time. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network.
Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Kenny, hi, you're on the air, Kenny.
Yeah, hi, Derry. Over the weekend, they interviewed, Fox interviewed a man that lived in the Everglades, and he's a retired Navy SEAL. He had this property bought in the 60s, I think it was the 60s, for $60,000, but they wanted it for, they were offering him a little over $2 million for it.
Because, now, who was they?
I think it was Game of Parks, something to do with the reserve.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that story, but go ahead. I'm surprised Fox carried that.
Yeah, they did, and they couldn't figure out why he wouldn't take the $2 million whatever, but the attorney for this guy said that his land doesn't even lie in that floodplain area where they were saying that why they wanted to buy it, and he wasn't going to sell.
Is that the way they left the story?
Yes.
I mean, they didn't give any conclusions or anything.
Conclusions as far as what?
Well, as to whether he was going to continue on, what he was going to do.
He's not going to sell. That's why he got this attorney. And then the attorney said that his land doesn't even lie in this floodplain area why they wanted to buy it.
You know, people have the idea that, well, why wouldn't you just take the $2 million and run? First of all, what's $2 million worth to you if it's going to take everything that you've wanted all of your life? I know a little bit about that story. And this gentleman has been, this is his dream. He's wanted to do this for many, many, many years. He's retired or semi-retired, whatever. And this is his thing. And money doesn't mean anything to him.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
It's just like, and I've mentioned this before, when they're taking these homes from people they don't call them slums, but these low income housing areas, you know, run down housing areas or whatever. A lot of those people are like that 92-year-old woman there that owned the land in Oregon and wanted to subdivide it. These people have been on this property all their lives. They're 90 years old. Money doesn't mean that much to them. They want their home.
Yeah, the impression it left with me was this guy lives like a hermit. It's an eyesore, so let's get him out of here, you know.
Well, did was he available? I mean, did they interview him?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they want people off the land. And here's a good example of how they're going to get it done. Milton Beard owns Blackjack Ridge Dairy near Santa Fe, Tennessee. He was indicted on November the 4th in district court on two felony charges. Now, see, felony, that's pretty serious. And one misdemeanor on violating the Clean Water Act. Now, I'm not going into what all he did here. The case was investigated by EPA and the FBI, and it's being prosecuted by the Environmental Crime Scene, by the Environmental Crime Section of the Department of Justice in Washington. Actually, it just had to do what he was doing. He was apparently running his sludge through an irrigation system and fertilizing his crops with it on his own property. But when they don't want you on that land, they'll find a way to do it. Now, if he gets, if he does find out that he's a felon on this, that puts him in a whole different status as a citizen. I mean, he'd be a lot better off to be an illegal alien. They can carry guns. He won't even be able to own a gun. Hey, let's take a break. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Solar energy, photovoltaics, wind power, biodiesel, it all really works, and you can cut the startup cost by doing it yourself. Learn how with these instructional videos from moreenergy.org. Larry Rice takes you through the process step by step to show how you too can cut your energy cost. Just call 1-800-228-5284 for more information. That's 1-800-228-5284. Reduce your dependency on big oil companies. Take that first step to becoming energy independent. Learn how to install your own solar water heating system, a photovoltaic system, wind energy system, and make your own biodiesel. Books available to make homemade fuel and plans for creating your own dome home. MoreEnergy.org wants to help you implement renewable energy projects. Video titles are $25 each and can be ordered by MasterCard or Visa by calling toll-free 1-800-228-5284. 1-800-228-5284. Are you or someone you know just crazy about tractors? Then you must visit ClassicTractors.com. ClassicTractors.com is the home of the original Classic Farm Tractor Calendar. And after 16 years, it just keeps getting better. Just in time for 2005, the new Classic Farm Tractor Calendars are available and still just $9.50 each. Plus a treasure of tractor videos, books, playing cards, caps, toys, tins, clothing, and more. So if you or someone you know is just crazy about tractors, there's something waiting for you at ClassicTractors.com. Go to the web at www.ClassicTractors.com or order your 2005 Classic Farm Tractor Calendar toll-free at 1-800-888-8979. That's 1-800-888-8979.
We're in the home stretch here, Troy, in New York. What's on your mind, Troy?
Thank you, Jerry. You know, a county needs to be independent not only politically through a sheriff, but also economically through honest money. And that's not what we have, because money is either gold or silver, or it's something else, what I call a token money. That is to say, it could be paper, it could be anything, cheap metal, copper, or anything. But we the people, we really are destroyed through lack of knowledge because we don't understand money. Not only are we paying face value for our token money, which is worthless, but we are borrowing it, which is even worse. Now, if people could understand this, if they could understand a gambling house that had tokens of, could be wood, could be cheap metal, doesn't really matter, could be paper, $5, $10, $20, $40, $50, what would they, $100, what would they think of a company, of a gambling house that bought these tokens at face value instead of having them made or making them for 5 cents of the token? They think, well, that's crazy. But even worse than this would be a gambling house that borrowed those tokens into existence, which is what we do through the federal government, through the central banking corporation through the central bankster.
Okay, we've been through all this time and time again. Make a point very quickly.
Okay. Here's why borrowing it is worse than buying it.
You know, we just raised the debt limit to 8.8 or something billion, trillion dollars just this last week.
But the origin of the debt tokens is also their inevitable destination, because everything returns to its source in interest payments. For example, at 5% interest payments, in 20 years, all of that loan, all of those tokens are going to go back to the central banksters. Because 5% times 20 years is 100%. That is the entire loan. At 10%, all of those tokens are going to go back to the banksters in 10 years. So at the end of that time, there are no tokens left, and yet the entire loan is still owed.
You know, back in the 1980s, when interest was up there around 20%,
I used to make
the comment when I was speaking to farm groups. I'd say, look here, interest is up around 20%. Let's say it is 20%. Do you realize if you have a note and you pay nothing but the interest for five years, you would have paid off the note, but you still have the note. In other words, you have paid as much money as you borrowed, but you still have the note, and it's just as big as it ever was.
Because we the people are so stupid, we borrow our tokens. Therefore, in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we owe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times more tokens than even exist. And here's the point. The knowledge of true and false money can be downloaded by PDF, free of charge, from thehouseoftroy.com. And that's only part of the problem, because it's a book called Twin Problems and Solutions, Both Political and Economic / Monetary. And the political part is all about the sheriff. And that relates to what you were saying earlier. And sometimes when there's time, perhaps, Jerry, I can tell you about my county sheriff.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. You know, it looks like we're going to be paying more now to see our national parks. Honestly, I have never... Yeah, I guess I did pay one time to see a national park, because I was in southwestern Colorado, and I took my wife up there to... I can't even think of the name of the thing now. But anyway, we did pay to see a national park. One time I was on a bus, and the bus had a load of individuals that was... We went into a national park, and the bus driver paid to get us into the park. And I said, I can't believe you have to pay to go into a national park. Now they're going to change the recreation fees. It's going to cost a lot more. The other day, we talked about this appropriations bill that passed Congress. It was a week ago Saturday. It passed Congress. It's 3,000 pages. Nobody had time to even look at it, much less read it. Well, in there, they have made arrangements to increase what it's going to cost you to see a national park. It started, this recreation fee, they call it, started as a demonstration project. And, again, it has gotten out of hand. If you get onto a park, do not pay the recreation fee. You can be fined $5,000 and, not and or, $5,000 and 6 months in jail. All that got slipped through by our Congress.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our product or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.